UC Davis has made a change to its anti-discrimination policy, adding caste discrimination to the list. It's one of the first schools in the country to make this move. We're going to talk more about it. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Anjali Arondhaker, professor and co-director of the Center for South Asian Studies at UC Santa Cruz. Thank you very much for talking to us this evening.
It's my pleasure.
Help educate us on how big of a problem for folks who might think that this is a problem that exists only, let's say, in India.
That's an excellent question. The first thing to understand is that caste discrimination is not an individual belief or a group sentiment that some people have, but rather that it is a long and enduring historical structure of oppression and codified exclusion and discrimination that affects over a billion people. And caste oppression is also important for us to understand because it is about addressing the challenges of diversity, equity, and inclusion that we are committed to in the workspace. So, for example, when we think about caste discrimination, we need to think about it not just something that belongs in India, but that travels with the millions of people who inhabit the South Asian diaspora, including someone like myself, who has lived in the United States now for over 35 years. So when we think about immigrants, we celebrate their culture, but we must also understand the prejudices and the endemic structures of oppression and caste capital that they bring with them. So that is why this recognition is a landmark in many ways, because the California is now at the forefront of recognizing the civil rights of individuals and structures of discrimination across the board. So hopefully that will give your listeners a little sense of what I mean.
You know, I'm looking at a Chronicle piece that was written about this, and it says that this underscores what a sensitive topic that caste has become, especially in the internet age. Could you explain that?
Well, I think it's become a very divisive topic and often misunderstood as, airing the dirty laundry of Indians. We're already minoritized. Why would we want to make this harder? I think one of the challenges of thinking about caste discrimination is that if we embrace the heterogeneity, the diversity of minority communities, we must also understand that they contain within themselves other forms of diversity. So when we say caste discrimination, it is not a Hindu-phobic statement. It is caste is present in all religions that emanate out of South Asia. It is a structure of labor segmentation and segregation. Caste-oppressed people. I, for example, come from a caste-oppressed community, bear the burden of long histories of oppression that carry over when you come into the United States. So, for example, it's no coincidence that the first case filed around caste discrimination came out of the Cisco systems, which I'm sure some of your listeners know about, which came out of workspace discrimination, where a young Dalit engineer argued that his access to workspace equity was compromised because of caste discrimination. So the internet becomes a place where you hear sound bites, but you don't understand that this is not about condemning India or condemning Hinduism or condemning Islam, but it's about condemning labor segmentation and segregation, which is what this country is about. And in fact, this is what public education should be about, and this is what workspaces should be about. They should be equitable spaces where everyone has an equal buy-in. And the challenge is, how do we make that happen? And this is a positive step in that direction.
Do you think other schools will follow suit given UC Davis's action?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I am, of course, biased as someone who teaches at the University of California, Santa Cruz. But I think the force of public institutions is very important here. California has always been at the forefront of progressive politics, progressive actions. And I think this will alert people to the kind of complexities of the worlds in which we inhabit. I mean, young people experience caste discrimination in ways that they do not have the language to articulate. The Davis movement or action came out because young students were expressing caste discrimination but did not have any way to find refuge in educational policies. So I think this will provide a kind of beacon of possibility for us to recognize discrimination in multiple forms that are not easily discernible. So, for example, caste is akin to race, class, gender, in that it is a force of inequity. But it is not discernible. It's not visible in the same ways. because all of these things have different histories of oppression. So I think this is why this is a positive step, because it opens the door for us to think about diversity in a messy, complicated, and positive way, embracing heterogeneity with all its warts and messiness. So I think yes.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. We've been speaking with Anjali Arondhaker, professor and co-director of the Center for South Asian Studies at UC Santa Cruz.